Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High temperatures reach up to 89 today under clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 64. High of 90 tomorrow. Sunny skies and dry Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 90s. Looking at the long range, 96 Saturday, 97 Sunday, and 95 on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 79 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. President Trump reimposes a naval blockade on Iran. U.S. Central Command says the blockade takes effect at 3 this afternoon. President Trump says the U.S. will be the guardian of the Strait of Hormuz and will probably run the strait and impose a 20% fee on cargo shipments. Senator Roger Marshall calling for a special counsel to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci regarding his handling of the COVID-19 epidemic. It comes after National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard declassified documents regarding the origins of COVID-19. Marshall says the new documents warrant a special investigation. Today, the deadline to register to vote or change your voter information ahead of this year's primary. Advanced mail-in ballots will be sent out tomorrow, and satellite voting begins July 28th and Election Day, August 4th. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Two people were injured in an accident just after 8 a.m. Monday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2005 GMC Sierra driven by David Eugene Charles, 32, of Oakley, was southbound on County Road 32 at County Road F. The driver failed to yield and struck an eastbound 2009 Ford F-250 driven by Don A. Nichols, 57, of Colby, in the driver's side. After impact, the GMC spun into the south ditch, the Ford rolled, and the driver was ejected. EMS transported Nichols to Citizen Medical Center and Charles to Logan County Health Services. Nichols was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. Do you ever have questions about how your child's growing and developing compared to other children? Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas KidLink program will conduct developmental screenings for children ages birth to 3 years. The screening will be held on July 30th from 8:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at DSNWK's service coordination location at 310 Walnut in Hays. This free health screening process takes approximately 1 hour to complete. Through this process, your child will be seen by professionals trained in child development. Screening areas will include communication, cognitive development, social development, and physical development, such as vision and hearing. For an appointment, call Tammy Drayling at 785-625-5678. Walk-ins are welcome. All participants will receive a free goodie bag. The American Red Cross has declared an emergency blood shortage after the nation's blood supply dropped nearly 25% in June. Donations have fallen sharply since the end of May, while hospitals are using about 3,500 more units of blood each week than expected during the busy summer trauma season. The shortage is especially critical for platelet donations and blood types O positive and B negative. The Red Cross says blood can't be stockpiled because it has a limited shelf life, and someone in the United United States needs a blood transfusion every 2 seconds. Without enough donated blood, hospitals could be forced to delay care for cancer patients or limit treatment in emergency rooms, operating rooms, and labor and delivery units. If you'd like to help, there are several upcoming blood drives across our area. In Norton, donations will be accepted Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 6 at the Norton County 4-H building, and again August 11th from 9 to 3 at the Norton County Hospital. Oberlin hosts a drive July 16th from 12:15 until 6 at Gateway. Jennings follows July 24th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the United Methodist Church. Other local opportunities include Plainville on July 27th and August 3rd, Bogue on July 31st, Waukini on August 6th, and Atwood on August 12th. The American Red Cross Donation Center in Hayes also has appointments available throughout July and into mid-August, with additional drives scheduled at Hayes Med. As a thank you, everyone who donates through July 31st will receive a Fandango movie ticket by email, good for up to $15 toward a movie ticket and fees. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Hunters looking for unique opportunities on public and private lands across Kansas can apply for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program in July. The program offers more than 400 limited access hunting opportunities throughout the fall and winter, providing access to areas that are not typically open to hunting or are managed to provide high-quality hunting experiences. The Special Hunts Program includes opportunities for deer, upland game, waterfowl, dove, turkey, and fur bearers on select public lands, private lands, and wildlife areas across the state. While participation in the program is free, hunters must obtain all applicable hunting licenses, permits, tags, and stamps as required by Kansas law. Applications for all fall and winter special hunts will be accepted July 1st through the 31st. Hunts can be viewed and applications submitted at kansasoutdoors.gov/special-hunts. Successful applicants will be selected by a random draw with notification emails sent in mid-August. Resident and non-resident hunters may apply, though some hunts are restricted to Kansas residents only. When applying online, hunters will select hunts by species, date, and one of four hunt type categories: open, youth, mentor, or disabled. Open hunts are available to all applicants with no age or experience restrictions. Youth hunts require each hunting party to include at least one hunter age 16 or younger, accompanied by a non-hunting adult age 18 or older. Some hunts have more specific age requirements. Mentor hunts are designed for youth and novice hunters, supervised by a licensed adult mentor age 18 or older. Both the novice and mentor can hunt unless otherwise specified. Disabled hunts are intended for hunters with disabilities. Applicants must have a valid disabled identification card issued by the Kansas Department of Revenue for disabled parking privileges. Some hunts may have specific eligibility requirements. Applicants are responsible for meeting all eligibility requirements and obtaining any required licenses, permits, tags, or stamps before participating. Hunter education certification is required unless exempt by Kansas law. Non-resident hunters applying for deer special hunts must have successfully drawn the appropriate Kansas deer permit to participate in deer hunts. For complete program information, hunt listings, eligibility requirements, and to apply, visit kansasoutdoors.gov/special-hunts. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning and the posting of campaign signs. The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highways right-of-way. By law, all right-of-way on state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by KDOT are allowed on a 9,500-mile state highway system. KDOT has jurisdiction over all all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When KDOT maintenance crews find political signs on state highways right-of-way, the signs will be removed without notice. All such signs will then be taken to the closest KDOT sub-area office. Political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area offices will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering the state right-of-way. However, people placing or erecting signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply to state highway right-of-way. Persons placing signs on city streets or county road right-of-way should consult the local jurisdiction on any rules. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. DTN reports that Bayer Crop Science is asking a federal court to dismiss antitrust claims by Iowa-based Latham Quality Incorporated, arguing the company failed to show that Bayer illegal used licensing agreements to keep companies from developing off-patent glyphosate-resistant seeds for the past 4 years. Latham sued Bayer last April in the U.S. District Court for Eastern Missouri, where Bayer Crop Science is based, alleging Bayer used anti-competitive conduct to maintain its monopoly over glyphosate-resistant corn seed. Latham brought allegations under Missouri state law against Bayer for breach of contract as well. In its response filed Monday with the court, Bayer stated that there was nothing to stop Latham from using a generic glyphosate-resistant seed. In asking a U.S. District Court judge to dismiss the case, Bayer also filed a 163-page brief citing case law to explain why Latham's allegations don't have merit under federal or state law. Latham's lawsuit revolves around Monsanto's glyphosate-tolerant trait known as NK603. The trait is considered a foundational biotech trait that is now included in more than 90% of all commercial seed grown in the U.S. The trait became off-patent in late 22 when Latham alleged that they should have stimulated generic seed production and lower seed prices for farmers. Bayer argues that Latham entered a licensing contract with Monsanto almost 2 decades ago, knowing that the NK603 patent would expire in November of 2022. You are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a hot one across the region here for today. Highs for the state expected to linger right around about the upper 80s to around about the mid-90s. Looks like upper 80s to around 90 degrees is going to be for the northern and eastern portions of the state. Low to mid-90s for the southwestern and south central portions of Kansas for this afternoon. And along with that, mostly sunny skies skies across the state as well. Maybe a little bit more of a mixture of clouds and sunshine for south central portions of Kansas. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies with overnight lows lingering in the 60s primarily. Our warmest spots right around about the low 70s for south central and southeastern portions of Kansas. Wednesday, it looks like another similar day. We're really looking at this heat dome sort of effect. A similar day, again, upper 80s to low 90s for the northern and eastern portions of the state. Looks like our warmest spots lingering again in the south central portions of Kansas for the afternoon into the mid 90s. Mostly sunny skies for most of the day. A little bit more cloud cover starting to build in for southeastern portions of Kansas with a mixture of clouds and sunshine by the afternoon hours. Also looking with it, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms coming in. And as we get to your day on Thursday, it still looks like a chance for some showers and thunderstorms for the extreme eastern portions of the state. A little less so in the morning hours, a little bit more so as we get into the afternoon though. And then it actually looks like we'll have a more of a mixture of clouds and sun developing for those areas as we get to the afternoon hours. Mostly sunny skies otherwise for the rest of the state. And again, looking at temperatures lingering around about the mid to lower 90s across the state for your Thursday. Friday, mid to lower 90s expected once again across the state. Mostly sunny skies for the day and slightly warmer here by Saturday, mid to upper 90s expected with sunshine. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs. Complete it with face flaps. And Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.